KevinCall.com.
Good morning, I-95 North at 295. There's been an accident, and we understand the two lanes are blocked. Looking on the traffic cams, there is a lot of backup there right now. I-95 North at University, a car has broken down. And at 295 South on the Buckman Bridge going into Mandarin, another car broken down this morning. We're expecting thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 84. Tonight, less rain, but mostly cloudy. 75 the low right now at 79 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Miami Dolphins say any player who protests on the field during the national anthem could be suspended. President Trump says if he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't get along, he will be Putin's worst enemy. And newly appointed Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman hosted his first town hall meeting, and at times, it got brutal.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email Ed at WBOB.com.
All right, we're going to be taking some calls here in just a few moments. Don't forget, download the app, WBOB.com, WBOB.com. So the Democrats have a new slogan. How many of you, I guess the first one didn't seem to work. The first one was called a better deal, better skills, better jobs, better wages. I think they should have called it, we need a better message. Evidently, they got rid of that. Now it's called, are you ready for this? For the people. Peter Ducey from Fox News, along with former Bernie Sanders advisor, Teslin Figueroa, saying, what's up with this new slogan?
2020.
Well, they've got a little bit of branding. The brand new slogan for the Democrats is for the people. Do you think that's going to get people out to pull the lever for them?
Yeah, I guess it's going to be who people, you know, what people are they talking about? You know, there's still individuals, even like the African-American community, that still feels that there's a missing spot, you know, where we haven't been talked about, our issues haven't been talked about, you know, besides just fun hashtags. But at the end of the day, there hasn't really been a lot of solutions presented. So for the people won't work unless they really start to distinguish who those people are and what those people stand for.
You know, Roger, I'm kind of curious if you took, okay, it's three letters, for the people. If you just kept in the for the and had to fill in the blank, what else could you put in there?
Well, I don't know,
for the liberals.
For the liberals, for the LGBT community.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. For all the pro-choicers, for those that want big government, for the anarchists, for the Democrat socialists taking over the Democrat Party.
For the tax hikers?
Man, for the takers?
Okay.
Man, I'd love to hear from you. I'm dying to hear some of this. If their new motto is for the people, and let's say you took out the word people, you people, let's say people, for the, and we kept the blank, what would the liberals, what would be the Democrats' new motto?
Oh, gosh. You know what?
For those that don't pay taxes. Come on, I'm having a little fun here. For the unions.
Yeah. For the illegal immigrants.
Ah, that's it. Man, you keep I'm trying to, okay. Who would it be? What would it be? For those of the universal basic income, right. For those who want $15 hour minimum wage, that one as well. Congress is going to be taking a recess coming up here very soon. They're looking to take a recess. They're trying to cram a bunch of issues. What about the issue of immigration, Roger, dealing with DACA and the Dreamers Act? But yet, Artie Fleischer, who is a big Bush, he's a former Bush press secretary, who is for a immigration amnesty reform, kind of moderate like the Gang of Eight. He says, listen, even I supportive of this. He says, when it comes to the Democrats, they've shown that they can't tell the difference between legal and illegal, which makes them open borders.
I'm an immigrant, and I still am a George W. Bush comprehensive immigration reform Republican. Mm-hmm. But the vulnerability the Democrats have on this issue is they are now, too many of them, unable to make a moral distinction between people who come here legally and illegally. Mm-hmm. Too many Democrats now believe that anybody wants to come here, it is immoral to not let them come.
The ladies, not at The View, but the ladies at Outnumbered, this is a very fascinating debate of what, instead of sound bites, how do you deal with the issue of immigration? In fact, how do you disincentivize, if I can borrow that word, or have a non-incentive for those coming over here illegally? There's been many of those out there that have talked about how to have real reform, building a wall, put people at the back of the line, make them wait, make them learn civics, or make them work English, no welfare. But Melissa Francis and some of the others, as you hear the clip, says, you know, if we went after businesses and forced them to pay their Social Security, for all the illegal aliens and FICA taxes that they had to pay into the system, maybe that would be a disincentivize for them advertising to come over here legally. Oh, maybe even also bring up the issue of E-Verify,
et cetera. Yeah. And I always suggest, actually, you have to also stop the demand, which no one is talking about. If employers were actually fined, because what's happening is that they're employing these individuals because they don't want to pay withholding, they don't want to pay Social Security, unemployment, workers' comp. You want to help make Social Security and Medicare more solvent? You fine those people 10 times more than Medicare and Social Security withholding and watch the demand go down.
You just made a friend out of Melissa
Francis. No, it's so true. I mean, you verify. You just force everybody to verify their employees, and all of a sudden it takes away the economic incentive to come here. Why isn't that more of a winning issue?
Now, we had a discussion, Roger and myself, and it's a plausible, I've heard it from Republicans and Democrats, Roger has said, well, listen, I mean, unless we have something about illegal immigrants, remember, we have guest worker visas, you can get here legally. Hey, the cost of your burger, the cost of your head of lettuce, your cost of your eggs are going to go up. Well, I would differ from you with that because prices have already gone up, but yet we have more illegal aliens.
Right, but these
doesn't make sense.
These illegal aliens are doing something in the economy, I would imagine. And I remember when my home was being built about 15 years ago. Of course, I wasn't personally directing. I wasn't the general contractor. But I'd go there and I'd see whole groups of people who looked Hispanic. And, of course, I'm making generalizations.
You mean the big house in Ponte Vedra?
Exactly. I really
My crowd.
I really, really, really wish. But I can only assume that the builder was able to capitalize on some savings in the cost of construction by hiring
illegals. So they're breaking
illegals.
The law by taking advantage of those, not paying them, paying them, quote, prevailing wages out there. But here's the question. You listening right now, I've never bought into the argument, but I'd like to know what you think. You listening right now, do you believe that if we don't do, if we send them all back, that the cost of your burger at a local restaurant is going to go up? Do you believe that your groceries are going to go up? I mean, that argument's been around for 20 years, Roger.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anything to prove that. I mean, for example, if you got to pay for a higher cost of labor dealing from a state law, well, guess what? Your prices just went up. If you got to pay for a minimum wage, some would say that has nothing to do with raise your prices.
Illegal immigrants aren't even being paid to the current minimum wage, so that's probably why. I remember seeing some report a while back, I guess this was like 10 years ago, that in the state of Alabama, the agriculture harvest was going rotten on the ground because they cracked down on illegal immigrants there in Alabama, and there was nobody to pick the tomatoes.
But yet, guess what? There's a marketplace that can pay them a lot of money out there. But I don't know if I've never seen anything. I know it's a great sound, but I'm just saying is I've never seen anything like proof to sit back and say, well, hey, if we don't do something about, I mean, if we got to cut them a break, otherwise our prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other costs that businesses have to deal with, some would say, than just the normal about immigration, about whether or not your food. I mean, you've got food costs going up. Somebody else may be raising the prices on you.
Yeah. We need to come up with something more comprehensive, and it's obvious the Democrats are trying to get votes.
President Trump, wait till you hear this clip. Calls President Obama a patsy for Vladimir Putin. He also says that, again, everybody's trying to blame me. Why don't we blame Obama for what happened in the past? And he goes, and if we can't get anything done with Russia, he says, quote, I will be Putin's worst enemy. This is what he told CNBC.
Tougher on Russia than any president in many, many years, maybe ever. Even the big fight I have with Germany over the fact that they're taking natural gas, they're taking energy from Russia, paying them billions of dollars. I said, wait a minute, we're supposed to be protecting you from Russia, and you're paying them billions of dollars. What's that all about? Now, do you think that's a positive for Russia? I'm talking them out of things that they're giving billions of dollars. It's ridiculous, by the way, that that's happening. But look at the sanctions I've put on. Look at the diplomats I threw out. Look at all of the things that I've done. Nobody else did what I've done. Obama didn't do it. Obama was a patsy for Russia. He was a total patsy. Look at the statement he made where he thought the mics were turned off, okay? The stupid statement he made. Nobody does a big deal about that. Getting along with President Putin, getting along with Russia is a positive, not a negative.
Right.
Now, with that being said, if that doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had. The worst he's ever had.
Now, here's the question. Do you think that's going to appease the left? No. None whatsoever.
It may cause this particular issue to die down, because if it's not resonating with people, then it's not resonating with people and they'll have to move on to something else.
Well, no, you bring a valid point. According to the latest poll numbers, nobody cares about the Russia.
Yeah.
But the media cares about it.
Yeah. Well,
so what makes you think the issue is going to die down?
Well, if people don't care about it, the media sees this. They ultimately, at the end of the day, want ratings on their cable channel. NBC wants people to watch. If they're continuing to drill an issue that people don't care about, then people won't watch them anymore.
Trump economic advisor Larry Kudlow says, remember when the liberal left was telling us that 1.8 was going to be the norm of GDP growth rate? He says, told CNBC's Jim Cramer, we're not right now near 4% GDP growth rate in some of these quarters.
But it could be higher. I'd be thrilled if it was 3+, because that was our baseline. Everybody yelled at me during the campaign, after the campaign, and when I came into this office. Oh, you'll never get three, including many dear friends of mine in the Democratic Party, who I respect enormously. We are getting three, and it may be four for a quarter or two.
I'd like to know where some of those liberal economists are at. The Florida NRA, the National Rifle Association, has released the new grades for Florida candidates. And out of the gubernatorial race, guess who they've ranked higher when it comes to the issue of guns?
Wow. It's got to be close either way. I'm going to just flip a coin. DeSantis?
No. Good. Well, it's got to be close. There's only two viable candidates.
And they're both probably very pro.
DeSantis got an A.
Okay.
And Adam Putin, the Commissioner of Agriculture, got an A+.
Ah, wow.
So the issue of guns also would be used as a wedge issue against some of the candidates here in the state of Florida. And more as we continue to move along. 222-TALK, 222-8255. A couple questions and comments. Do you believe that a main way to disincentivize illegal immigration is to go after the employers who break the law by having E-Verify, by making them pay taxes? But here's the other question. Some of the left have said, Roger, well, if we get these illegal aliens paying taxes, it'll make Social Security and Medicare solve it. That's their debate. Is that a viable debate right there? Mm-hmm. Roger believes that if we don't do something with illegal aliens, I mean, our food cost and labor costs are going to go through the roof. Do you buy into that?
Right.
Now, I don't know what you think. A 222-TALK, 222-8255. Also, the issue of the new Democrat slogan, for the people, that's their new slogan. If you had to take out, there's three letters there, for the noun. If you took out people, what would the for the be? Would it be for the unions, as Roger says, I love it, for the LGBT. Roger and I are trying to outweigh. Tell me which one would the, if you took out the word people and it was blank, what would be the Democrats' motto for the? What do you think? 222-TALK, 222-8255. And the left is advocating again this week a universal basic income. They say what we need is economic security. Want to know what you think about this and other issues this morning at 222-TALK, 904 222-8255. By the way, we played the clip. We're going to play it again in a moment. The Democrats have come unhinged over the appointment of a black Republican in the Jacksonville City Council, and they absolutely admit the reason why, that it's not really good. He doesn't live in a district. It's all about party politics. More coming up next as we continue to move along right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
I-95 north of 295 of the south end of town. There's been a crash. Left lane is blocked. In fact, two left lanes are blocked, and a lot of backup we can see right now on the traffic cams. We're also seeing a broken down car on the Buckman Bridge going in the Mandarin. Traffic this morning being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. 1 Timothy 2 verse 4 says that God wants all to be saved, that all includes you. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Romans 10 verse 9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You can pray this simple prayer with me to receive God's gift of salvation. God, I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead and that Jesus is Lord. I now choose to make Jesus Lord of my life.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com.
For Republicans, there's a clear difference. Conservative Frank White or liberal judge Ashley Moody. Moody used to be a Democrat and still acts like one today. Ashley Moody personally donated money to pro-abortion liberals. Then Moody worked for pro-abortion liberals who tried to create a state income tax in Florida. Now Moody is being funded by the same liberal donors who gave money to Clinton and Obama. Ashley Moody even personally sued President Trump for fraud, helping liberals. Ashley Moody is not conservative. She's a liberal trying to fool all of us. But Frank White has the proven conservative record we can trust. Frank White stood with President Trump to outlaw sanctuary cities in Florida. Frank White is 100% pro-life. And Frank White has the highest A-plus rating from the NRA. Frank White is the tough, effective conservative we can trust.
Sponsored by United Conservatives.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Now accepting traditional Medicare as well as Humana Gold Medicare Advantage Plan. Call Island Doctors toll-free, 877-434-4676. That's 877-434-4676 for more information or to schedule a tour.
There's a strong chance of rain with thunderstorms by the afternoon and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, less rain, but mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, it's 79 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says if he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't get along, he will be Putin's worst enemy. Newly appointed Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman hosted his first town hall meeting, and at times it got brutal. And the Miami Dolphins say if any player who protests on the field during the national anthem, it could be suspended.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
I think one of the most fascinating debates taking place among our colleges and schools is a trade school, a trade skill versus a college degree. Small business administrator Linda McMahon says, this is a fascinating story, folks, and I wish this was more reported upon, but she says what is taking place is that we need more skilled workers. The president came out yesterday, talked about a new jobs training program. Hey, college, hey, it's not for everybody. First year, 40 to 50% either drop out, can't afford it, go to a local college as well. And yet, the bottom line is you can make six figures going to a trade school. Linda McMahon says this is what they're pushing for. She says there are actually companies going to the colleges. I wish they'd go to some of the high schools as well, where they want to train kids a few days a week. They'll pay for it and employ them as well.
I know companies now that are going into vocational schools and our community colleges, and they're putting the equipment in there to train students on. And there's a cooperative program whereby the student will be in class for 2 days a week and then work on the floor of the company 3 days a week and get paid while they're doing
it. Nice.
And then when they graduate and finish the actual program, they move immediately into that company's workforce. Wow. So the private sector is going to have a big part of making this all work in our training and reskilling our workforce.
Trish Reagan from the Fox Business News Network says, yeah, we've gone down the road from getting rid of skilled training into promoting college debt.
We need to pay attention to it for sure. So I'm glad you guys are, because the reality is, you know, you go to school these days and you're not equipped. And there used to be a time in our history as a country where you could go to high school. Maybe you didn't even have to finish high school, but you could get a job and take care of your family. And we've lost that ability. And now you've got people that are coming out of four-year colleges with tons of debt and no ability to take care of themselves or any family members.
I just find this is a fascinating argument. I mean, again, I think it boils down to, again, is the college degrees you point out to get a doctor or a legal degree. I understand all that.
Right.
But in many cases, you don't need a college degree.
Most professions, you probably don't need a college degree. For example, to do insurance sales. You can be trained by the insurance company to become an agent.
Real estate. These guys are making big money, folks.
Big money in real estate, things like that. But at the same time, I do believe there's value in having a college degree. The problem is we've artificially jacked up the
value for
tuition. The value for the person who has the degree.
Really? The $200,000 in debt?
I believe what's happened, and to answer that question, is that because government money has gone into college tuition, the economic, the free market forces haven't been there to regulate what tuition costs, so now it's through the roof.
Well, if they take a loan no matter what, even if it is regulators, they're still taking a loan.
Right. I do believe that there's a huge bubble over college tuition that probably is going to – I think colleges, they don't need to charge the level of tuition they're doing right now. They're charging, and it's inflated because government money can be counted.
I don't disagree with that. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Do you think our local schools do enough to promote private sector companies to come in? Like when I went to college – I went to a small community college. They had to bring in people from the other colleges just to teach the courses that week. That's what I experienced, and it was well worth it. Are we doing enough for our colleges and our high schools by bringing in companies to promote, keep them here local, to promote them getting a skilled job? Are we not doing it here in Northeast Florida and among the listening areas? Our colleges and our high schools, are we not doing it? Some have said yes, they are, but overall, are we not pushing it enough? Want to know what you think. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Mike, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, guys. Hey, it's been a while since I talked to you.
How are you? Then?
Good. Yeah, I retired 3 weeks ago from, I was in construction management. Now I'm started off the week with... volunteering at Habitat at the beaches. It's great.
Really?
They work my butt off.
You playing golf every day?
Me? No, I caddied in high school. That was about it.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you caddy for me? I never met you.
No, I never.
It's a joke. Never mind.
In high school. Anyway, you made a statement about the economy and the GDP, and there's two words you mentioned that you can't physically put these two words together.
All right.
Makes sense. It's called liberal and economist. You can't put those two words together.
That's touche. But technically you make a good point. I mean, when you explain economist, it's they're just economists. But yeah, you're technically correct. That's why I say he's more of a. I never say conservative economist. I always say free market. But Mike, let me ask you a question. If a free market, sure. If a free market economist explains more of a conservative approach, then educate me in the audience. What would be a liberal economist? What phrase would you use to describe them?
That the statements that Barack Obama made that it's never going to get any better. We're never going to get those jobs back. If these companies move overseas, it was just meant to be. If we can have 1% GDP, that's the way it's going to be for the rest of this country's eternity. They never look at the upswing of how do we regain what we once had, let's say during Reagan years, 30 years ago. So, anyway.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. Keep listening, keep calling in. You know, I think if conservatives and Trump, it doesn't matter. He's not going to get the credit one way or the other right. From the media. But when you say make America great again, I always preface certain things. Well, what area? On the economy. It is a top tier issue, that in healthcare. We need to make America great again when it comes to the economy. And I will sit back and say this, and maybe he should say, Reagan, oh, by the way, Bill Clinton days. When the Clinton economy was running on big tax cuts through capital gains, deregulation, it's bipartisan. I know the media is not going to give him any credit, but at least you forced him to acknowledge when people talk about the Clinton economy. Democrats, peace and prosperity. You remember explain why there was peace and prosperity during Reagan and also during Clinton. But you remember the motto during the Obama days was, we saved GM and we got Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really helped out a lot.
What really surprised me is that one of Barack Obama's top advisors, unofficially, what they call the kitchen cabinet, was a billionaire named Warren Buffett. How could he be feeding Obama all this information with his knowledge of how money works and have the economy tank the way it was during that time in office?
Well, Roger, that's one thing. They're called advisors. Doesn't mean you have to listen to them. They're just called advisors. Your calls are coming up next at 222-TALK, 222-8255, Politically Incorrect Friday. Love to hear from all of you this morning right here. On Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-95 North at I-295 on the south end of town, two lanes are blocked right now. A semi has flipped over. We can't see on the traffic cams that it's causing a lot of backup this morning.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Queens Harbor, prestige, excellence. Tomorrow, you're invited to join us at Queens Harbor Country Club for a community-wide open house from noon until 3. Nearly every home available for purchase will be open to the public. Golf course homes, pool homes, and deep water homes. Hi, I'm Jerry Landrum with the Legends of Real Estate. My golf course property on Queens Harbor Boulevard is just one of the 25 properties that you'll be able to visit. Tell security that you're there for the open house and receive one of our handouts. We can't wait to meet you.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Lots of rain and thunderstorms today, a high of 84. Less rain this evening, but mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, it is 79 here at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email Ed at WBOB.com.
Did you guys see where the Times Union reporters are now unionized? Because they realize that, their field's kind of whittling out a little bit here. So instead of for job security, instead of going out looking for another job, or maybe start up your own publication like some of us have done, been successful at it. They want job security, so they're unionizing at the Times Union.
Yeah, heard about that.
When all else fails. 222 Talk, those of you on hold, you guys own the rest of the remaining half hour. Your calls are coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The search will resume for six people missing after a tourist boat capsized and sank on a lake in Branson, Missouri. 11 people were killed. Lots of cleanup ahead for people in parts of central Iowa, a region swept by a string of tornadoes. 17 people were injured, although all of the injuries are being described as minor. A heartbreaking case in Houston. A 3-year-old boy has died after being left in a hot daycare center van for 3.5 hours. Harris County Constable Alan Rosen says police are questioning the bus driver and a chaperone. President Trump is inviting Russian President Putin to the White House this fall for a second meeting. The Kremlin says it's considering the invitation. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 96 points. NASDAQ futures 10 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. I-95 North near 295 on the south end of town. A semi has flipped over. Right now, the left lane is blocked. Earlier, two lanes were blocked. Still a lot of backup there. 95 North on the ramp to University Boulevard. We're looking at a broken down car. And 95 North at Pecan Park, another car we see with engine trouble. Lots of rain and thunderstorms today. A high of 84. Less rain this evening. Mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, 79 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Newly appointed Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman hosted his first town hall meeting, and at times it got brutal. The Miami Dolphins says any players who protest on the field during the national anthem could be suspended. And President Trump says if he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't get along, he will be Putin's worst enemy.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
More as we continue to move along. Some of you have been emailing me out there. If the Democrats' new motto is for the people. That's three words. So if you had to take out the word people and for the, what would the fill in the blank for the liberals, for the unions, for the LGBT crowd, for the takers, for those of universal basic income? So who would it be? How, if you took out for the people, you kept the for the people was blank. Who would you fill in the blank with? Love to hear from you. 222-TALK, a little fun here. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Morgan, good morning. You're on WBOB. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. You asked what a term to describe liberal economists. And I would write there very expensive parasites, okay? Because they start with the mistaken assumption that you can take from producers and spur economic growth, okay? They start with a fable, and their stuff is very, very expensive, too, because what they do – now, if their brand of economics where you take from producers and give to non-producers, if that actually worked, the Soviet Union would have buried us, but it didn't. I mean – and then when you take the greatest mobilization of a population in human history, Mao's China, okay, they mobilized for one purpose, to spur an economy via the agriculture or the sector, okay? Well, it ended up starving about 15 or 25 to 25 million people, depending on who you believe. Okay, it's that simple.
All right, so, yeah, he brings a good point. I mean, he was getting to more of the... And I mean this respectfully when I say this, he's getting more of the macroeconomics, which can be over a lot of people's head, trust me. But the argument by liberal economists, I know that some would say it's an oxymoron, but they believe that the government can produce jobs. Now, on a technical point, the military is government, is it?
Yeah.
Does the government produce jobs? Well, they contract jobs, so in a way, I guess you could say they produce it, but they're done through, because it's a constitutional item, and they do it, you know, they give it to the private companies for the most part.
Highway construction projects, another good example.
That's right, but most of it you want to give to the private sector. They can do a better job, better timeliness for the most part, at a more affordable rate than government produce. But there is, as a free market guy who took, you know, studied economics, and, you know, was a former economics reporter for radio and then for newsprint, is there an argument where, for example, the Keynesian guys, which is pretty much the big government guys, where you need government stimulation to move an economy around, technically that can be correct, for example, during the Obama stimulus. When you pump in billions of dollars into a local economy, does it have a positive effect? Yes. The problem is it's a short-term positive effect. It could be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. When the money runs out, now you got to how do you bring that back up? Well, now we get to spend more money. Well, where are you going to get that money? You got to tax. You got to find it. Mm-hmm. At least with the tax cuts, some would say that money's already in fixed into a budget next year or the year after for the local business guy. He knows what he's going to have as far as savings versus debt growth ratio, what may come in, what their expenditures are. Government never has that.
Right.
They don't do any lie down in budgets. You know what I'm saying? So does government spending have a positive effect? Yes. The question is, what is better, the free market or government? That's the question. James, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, good morning. I want to talk about the best trade school out there that will actually pay you to attend.
All right.
It's called the United States Navy. I want to give you one specific example. A friend of mine joined the Navy at 18 and became an electrician's mate. He was in for 15 years. Got hurt, got out on disability, ended up going into the air conditioning business. 10 years later, he owned the company as a millionaire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, James, does it have to just to be the United States Navy? Could it be any other military function?
Sure.
But the Navy's just better, right?
But James, hold up. But James, James, you do know there are some of these guys out there that were former military combat in the Army, and these guys are running some of these big corporations, training government workers to be successful in the field out there, and they're millionaires as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm driving I-95 right now. I'm looking at all the construction going on in 95. The military definitely needs heavy equipment operators. You know, mm-hmm. Navy and the Air Force are real big on that.
That's interesting. What a good point. Right. Hey, James, appreciate it. That was a valid point. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Some of you have been weighing in on some of the issues this morning. Let me see. We'll work about 10 years. Detroit, yeah. Detroit. Some of you have been emailing me saying, yeah, look at Detroit with government spending, universal basic income. Here's one from David. We talked about the issue of illegal immigration. There was a let me play this clip for you. There was a story because Congress, Roger, is going to be having a recess coming up in the month of August. And the question is what about the issue of DACA and immigration? And what are going to be some of the reforms on dealing with it? Here's from the ladies from Outnumbered. They said maybe there's a good way of disincentivizing illegal immigration by forcing people either to pay into the system or telling businesses not that we're going to have e-verify. That way they're going to have to be forced to pay FICA and Social Security and Medicare taxes,
et cetera. Yeah. And I always suggest, actually, you have to also stop the demand, which no one is talking about. If employers were actually fine, because what's happening is that they're employing these individuals because they don't want to pay withholding. They don't want to pay Social Security, unemployment, workers' comp. You want to help make Social Security and Medicare more solvent? You find those people 10 times more than Medicare and Social Security withholding. And watch the demand go down.
You just made a friend out of Melissa.
No, Francis. It's so true. I mean, you verify. You just force everybody to verify their employees. And all of a sudden, it takes away the economic incentive to come here. Why isn't that more of a winning issue?
Dave emails me. He says, Ed, if there was a law requiring the homeowner to pay a penalty along with the contractor for the use of illegal roofers, the homeowner would make sure the roofer did not hire illegal aliens, the same for lawn care and other businesses out there.
Now, is it really the homeowner's job to do an inventory of the contractor's employees?
No, he was making his point.
Okay.
But Roger and I got into a discussion where, and I understand where Roger's coming from, it's a talking point among Republicans and some Republicans, that, well, hey, if you know, we got to have an immigration reform, let's give them a little bit of citizenship, backdoor amnesty, we got to do it quick. I'm not saying you say this, but there's if not, the price of our burger is going to go up.
Right.
The price of our roof is going to go up. The price of our lawn care is going to go up. And yet, I've never seen anything to prove that. The only thing I ask is, well, labor costs are always going up. I mean, for example, prices of dealing with health care had gone up due to Obamacare. So now the cost of doing business goes up. Does that mean if you're at a restaurant, you may have to raise the price of your burger? We've always, this question coming up, if we don't do something about illegal aliens, and if we don't just give them amnesty, are our costs going to go through the roof? I don't know if I buy into that. I want to know what you think of 222-TALK, 222-8255, because if we have more illegal aliens now in the system, our costs aren't going down. In fact, cereal has gone up. The cost for milk has gone up. So I don't know if that argument holds any water. Johnny, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. If you take the E-Verify and make strict penalties, you put one guy in prison, one CEO, that's the end of that. And two other words, I hate to steal the thunder of the previous caller, but liberals and logic do not work together. Anyway, I'll take your comments after.
You made them. I mean, I can't do any better. You made them on that one. Let's go to Don. Hey, Don, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. About the Democratic slogan, I think you're going about it in the wrong way. Just think People's Party. Does that ring a bell?
It does. The Workers' Party. He hung up on that one. All right. 222-TALK. I get what he's saying. It's a little communist reference there. The People's Republic of China. You know, it's not. I mean, that's not really the People's Republic. It's kind of redundant out there. I caught that. That was a great point. 222-TALK. 222-8255. Here's one from Rob. Here's an interesting comment, Roger. Rob emails me. He says, when we talk about a universal basic income, the left is talking, this is nothing but a glorified welfare. There are no rules or regulations on how you can spend the money. They're talking about economic security out there. So we're going to give you an automatic $500, $600, $700 to help out poor families. They say it failed in Finland. Rob emails me. He says, many people state that Finland's basic income program was a failure. He says, Finland doesn't know if it was a failure or a success yet. The program was a two-year test program that started in January 2017, but Finland decided to end it shortly, 2,000 participants. The program's full results will not be released. We don't know if the program was a failure or success. Okay. So let's say I go along with that. If it's a glorified welfare, my response to him very politely was, tell me where the welfare system has worked. Because remember, they're saying that this could replace welfare. Well, if welfare hasn't worked, what makes this going to work? Am I missing something?
Right, right.
I'm just asking, am I missing something?
Gosh, you know, it's difficult. And I'm almost wondering whether or not this is maybe an apples to oranges comparison. Because if I'm not mistaken, they want to put every person in the United States on this livable plan, not just welfare recipients staying home watching cable, right?
Well, yeah, that's it. Well, I mean, yeah. There are some people on welfare that are working.
Okay.
But my question is, we don't know if it's worked for Finland or not. Okay, fine. Let's forget another country. Give me a state or a city where the welfare system is working, and they say that this can improve and be a much more, well, I don't know how to be much more sufficient or efficient. Just tell me if this is a glorified welfare because it's a basic income being paid for by the taxpayer, local city, not through the federal government, the local city. Mm-hmm. That means the local cities have to pick up the tab. I mean, it's like not enough they already have to pay for. Just tell me where it's worked.
They have a really, really grown way of reducing their population.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls right now. Jeanette, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
So it's Funky Friday, and you're talking economics, and so I'll spit out a couple things.
All right.
First off, all of this, as I have said for years, all of the problems we have in this country are based on the education system or lack of education system. I'm not denigrating teachers. I'm just saying the what is taught to kids in school is not relevant. It's agenda driven. It's what they want our kids to see and hear, but they don't teach in basics. I mean, I told you about my kids scolding us not knowing how to write a check and not knowing how to balance the checkbook. Okay. So there are two things. Several years ago when, Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck was on Fox, and he had that hour-long show at 5 o'clock. He did a fantastic show one time, one whole hour on the Federal Reserve. That right there should be mandatory viewing so people can see what the Federal Reserve is and how that Federal Reserve has affected our economy. The second thing, so I'll assign this to your listeners, and they can go look it up. The second thing is Ted Koppel did a show about 10 or 15 years ago. I think it was like a five-part series on money. And he explained all about what was happening. And, of course, a lot of it just at the feet of NASA. And that show was fantastic because you watch. A lot of middle-class people want to have the things that rich people have, so they're willing to do whatever it takes to get them cheap. They get them cheap because China will make them cheap. And so they don't realize that it's literally destroying their own jobs.
You know, you bring up an interesting point about the Federal Reserve, and sometimes when you bring that up, you come across, not you, just in generic, general, excuse me, it comes across as some sort of conspiracy. I understand where you're coming from, but if the economy is doing well today, it's doing well through more free market reforms. You still have government involvement. The Obama economy was pretty much, you know, derived on more money being pumped. You've got debt. The Treasury, like a cousin, was buying up your debt to make your debt look good. But your cousin is still owning the same family.
Right.
And then we had quantitative easing 4, 5, 6, and 7. It was injected into the economy. Now you've got more free market reforms coming through tax cuts and deregulation. But I think it's more interesting to talk about a local economy on a local level where the feds don't really have a major impact. So, I mean, you've got to break it down by cities, because when you can have many cities that can have major debt, that because of their own spending problems and their own government social engineering. So, I mean, can it be blamed on the feds? I think it's just too easy to blame everything on the federal government. Andrew, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, hey, Ed, I just wanted to shout out For the Ruling Class.
For the Ruling Class. Explain that. Or was that just more? Okay, I guess that was just more of a soundbite. Okay, that's fine. Okay. I mean, no, you know, I'm just asking. The Democrats come out with a new motto. It was called what was originally called Better Wages, Better Simpler, blah 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 blah, and now they've come out with a new model called For the People.
2020.
Well, they've got a little bit of branding. The brand new slogan for the Democrats is For the People. Do you think that's going to get people out to pull the lever for them?
Yeah, I guess it's going to be who people, you know, what people are they talking about?
You know, people.
There's still individuals, even like the African-American community, that still feels that there's a missing spot, you know, where we haven't been talked about, our issues haven't been talked about, you know, besides just fun hashtags. But at the end of the day, there hasn't really been a lot of solutions presented. So For the People won't work unless they really start to distinguish who.
You know why they think it's going to work? It's worked for John Morgan. Why can't it work for the Democrats? So we're having a little fun. Many have been emailing me at WBOB.com. So it's three words, For the People. That's the new mantra, whatever it is, for the Dems. So if you took out the word people and you had to fill in a blank of people they would represent, what would that be? For the, caller says, ruling class. Some of you have been saying For the Idiots. For the Establishment. For the LGBT. For those, you know.
For the illegal immigrants.
Yeah, I mean, so if you had to do one, what would it be? Of course, for those of you, the Dems out there, they've been emailing me. Oh, For the Rich would be the Republicans. For the Establishment.
For the marijuana.
Yeah, well.
They want to legalize it.
Yeah, so if you had to take out the word people for the Dems to represent For the, who would they be? This call's coming up next. 222-TALK. 222-8255. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-95 north at 295, a semi has flipped over. Left lane remains blocked, and there is a lot of backup there this morning.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer's a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for. And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
Jennifer Candelino for Snyder Air Conditioning. Should you repair or replace your air conditioning system? It's a question that our customers ask us every day. So Snyderman has put together a short quiz to help you make your own decision. Just log on to SnyderAC.com, take the short quiz, and decide for yourself. Repair or replace? Your answer will become very clear. And our repair or replace quiz is easy. Simply log on to SnyderAC.com and answer the 5 short questions. There's a reason that Snyder Air Conditioning has been Jacksonville's leading air conditioning company for over 40 years, with the highest quality products and only honest and reliable workmanship. Every Snyder technician has been certified and professionally trained and committed to 100% customer satisfaction. At Snyder, they know you expect your comfort needs to be fixed right the first time. So log on to SnyderAC.com today and take the short quiz, repair or replace. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
Criminal illegal aliens are a threat to Florida neighborhoods and a threat to Florida taxpayers. Adam Putnam believes it's time to support President Trump's plan to stop illegal immigration and put Florida families first. Securing our borders and banning sanctuary cities, deporting violent criminals, and protecting taxpayers. Adam Putnam will stand with President Trump and Florida law enforcement to keep us safe. Here's Adam Putnam.
There are many reasons to be mad about illegal immigration. Here's one we can't stand for. Today, taxpayers in Florida are paying nearly $100 million a year to imprison criminal illegal aliens. $100 million to feed, clothe, and house criminal illegal aliens. I'm Adam Putnam, and we need to support President Trump's plan to secure our borders and ban sanctuary cities. We need to protect taxpayers and deport violent criminals now.
Sponsored by Florida Grown PC.
Lots of rain and thunderstorms today, a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, less rain, but mostly cloudy. 75 degrees, the low currently, it is 78 here at WBOB.
contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wvob.com.
Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul, good morning. You're on WVOB.
Good morning. Just wanted to throw in my slogan for the new Democratic slogan would be for the leeches.
Ah, for the leeches. I like that one. All right.
All right.
I appreciate it. Maybe, no, thank you, man. Everybody just wants a good sound off. You know, I mean, for the leeches. Hey, for those of you just tuning in, we've been blowing this up all week. Terrence Freeman, a black Republican, being appointed by Governor Rick Scott. Wait, folks, wait till you hear this clip that Destiny McIver did from News 4 Jax. We are not making this up. I got to hang out with some of these meetings with these reporters, man. They're actually entertaining. She goes out to cover a town hall meeting because that Terrence did last night, and it got brutal. We've been reporting this all 3 hours this morning. It got brutal. And we're going to play half the clip for you, but the people, well, he doesn't live in the district. I don't know if this is really the big issue, but listen to what Destiny McIver from News 4 Jax, I am not making this up, of some of the comments, because Terrence is a black Republican. Listen to this clip.
Some say they'll give Freeman a chance. Many of those in attendance stood together in opposition of Freeman, and some were even hostile about it.
Sir, when you were up there, you called him the N-word.
I did call him the N-word. Everybody wanted to bury it. But he depicts that. He let them use him. He has no integrity.
Okay, he's got no integrity. I don't know, okay, what proof. But number two, he let them use him. Who is them?
Yeah.
You people. Who are those people that let him? Well, he, so evidently, they called him the N-word last night. Another black guy. Well, okay, whatever. So that's the tolerance from those out there. But folks, let me set this up. It even gets more interesting. Terrence, you've heard the argument that only those in the black community need a black representative. We heard about the Jewish community among the Hispanic community. I don't buy into that. But Terrence is black. No, that doesn't mean anything anymore. Here is what Destiny McIver says, the multitude of oppositions, a lot of them, the reason why they're against Terrence Freeman as the new appointed city council.
And another issue that came up multiple times tonight was the fact that Freeman is a Republican representing a majority Democratic party or district. So they say that that's unfair. But of course, Freeman responded saying that he can represent the district.
So he's a Republican, folks. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why, according to the left and those out there in the black community that are being pushed out of there by Nixon, whatever her name is because he's a Republican.
You know, interestingly, we do see quite a few black Republican people being elected to office across the country. Interestingly, almost all of them that I can think of have been elected by majority white constituencies.
I agree. By the way, Florida's more Democrats. Is Marco Rubio illegitimate? Florida's more Democrats. Is Rick Scott illegitimate? Donald Trump won Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all heavily Democrat states. I'm a little bit more in Florida. Is he illegitimate? He won those states because, well, because he's a Republican. Folks, we've always covered her, some of her clips. You heard it again. One more time.
The issue that came up multiple times tonight was the fact that Freeman is a Republican representing.
Even she's got a tough time saying the word.
A majority Democratic party or district. So they say that that's unfair. But of course, Freeman.
What if he was a nonpartisan guy? Roger said the second hour, say it one more time to the audience, if this had been a white guy pointed out.
I really believe that had he been a white Democrat, same exact circumstances, who lived in Mandarin.
Appointed by a Democrat.
Appointed by a Democrat, got a place to rent prior to swearing into office, we wouldn't have heard any of the uproar.
So you say the party is the new racism?
I do believe political partisanship, and I think both sides are a little guilty of this, to be honest with you, has become the new racism. It's not politically correct anymore to hate someone because of the color of their skin, dislike them, whatever.
Yeah, my point is,
but we hate them with the same level of animosity because they're not hyphen R or they're not hyphen D. That's what we can legitimately go after and not be considered a bigot anymore.
So this whole thing about he doesn't live in a district, again, I ask the question, maybe this is another manufactured outrage. She pointed out the truth. He is a black Republican. That's the reason why. More coming up next. Talk radio WBOB.
On I-95 North near 295, a semi has flipped over, causing a lot of backup there.
Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Gal Thomas.
This should come as no surprise. San Francisco will allow illegal aliens to vote in the November election for school board races. This is a preview of things to come. The left is using illegal immigrants as future voters because they're having increasing difficulty selling their socialist programs to American citizens. Call it importing voters. It won't stop at the school board level, though. There will be lawsuits once illegals start voting in school board elections, demanding they be allowed to vote for state offices and then federal offices, even president. The rationale will be they're being discriminated against since most pay taxes and have driver's licenses. You watch how this plays out. This is why it's so important for Brett Kavanaugh and other conservative jurists to be on federal benches to stop this and other unconstitutional acts. You can expect the left to behave like unhinged and crazed people they are this fall. The media will be their allies as never before. They see it as their last gasp to take back control and continue wrecking America. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Paid for by Kimberly Sadler for Duval County, Judge Group A.
If you believe that protecting our Constitution is at the heart of our legal system, then you can trust judicial candidate Kimberly Sadler. Accomplished with years of experience fighting for justice and fairness in our courtrooms, Kimberly Sadler has dedicated her legal career to ensuring the law works for all citizens of Jacksonville. As a former division chief in our public defender's office and serving with distinction in private practice, Kimberly Sadler is a uniquely qualified candidate with both private and public service. Experienced in litigating thousands of cases here in Florida's First Coast, Sadler will bring a high level of competence to the bench with the kind of professionalism that's rooted in our values and the Constitution. Proven to be trustworthy, fair, and honorable. Let's vote Kimberly Sadler for Duval County Judge.
Rain with thunderstorms today, a high of 84 degrees tonight, less rain, but mostly cloudy overnight, the low 75, and right now it is 79 at WBOB.
All right, Roger. We're thankful to God every day for this radio show. Thankful all of you that listen in. You can always email me throughout the weekend, ed@wbob.com. We'll see you Monday morning, good Lord willing, 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB.